7-12节。好，翻到时候我们一起攻读，用任何的语言。
So language of your choice. The Lord did not set his affection on you and choose you because you were more numerous than other people, but you were the fewest among all people. But it was because the Lord loved you and kept the oath he swore to your ancestor, that he brought you out of a mighty hand and redeemed you from the land of slavery, from the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know there that the Lord your God is God, and he's faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generation. But those who hate him, he will repay to their face by destruction. He will not slow to repay the face those who hate him. Therefore, take care to follow the command, decrees, and laws I give to you. If you pay attention to this law and careful to follow them, then the Lord your God will keep his covenant of love to you, and he swore to your ancestors.
We
all have made promises in our lives.
那有些是公开的，正式的。
Some are formal or public.
例如说你去跟人家租房子，要签约，你买卖的时候要签的这个契约，还有你婚礼的时候有婚礼的誓约等等。
So as rental agreement, purchase, or marriage.
那有些是私底下的，或是说非正式的。
Some private or informal.
啊，例如说，哎，明天早上我们在麦当劳8点吃早餐，不见不散。
Such as be there, be square, see you tomorrow morning at McDonald's.
啊，你借我的几本书，我下礼拜看完一定还你。
Return your book in a few weeks.
啊，如果有人欺负你，我来当你的靠山。
So I will stand by you.
啊，我们都有这种非正式的。这样的一种承诺或是这种的约定
etc.
好，那我相信你年轻的时候交往男女朋友可能你都说过这样的话，他说就算海会枯石会烂，然后呢我对你的爱怎么样永不变
I will always love you no matter what happened when dating.
你有没有说过这样的话？有我告诉你，可能你都忘了，你有说过，可能你都忘了，甚至我告诉你，你跟谁说过都忘了。
Now you don't even remember whom you say it to.
立约，我相信对我们来讲，我们一点都不陌生。
We're no stranger in making pledges.
而且这也是人与人之间信任的基础。
It is also the foundation of the trust between people.
并且我们天天都离不开这种立约的环境。
Agreements are everywhere.
例如说你每天在家里，你一上网，许多的网站就要求你要先同意某些条件才能够继续。
When you surf the net, you need to agree the terms before proceed.
那你出门办个事情呢？看个病，修个车，填一大堆资料，然后让你签名同意。
Car repair, clinic visit, all require signature and agree something.
这其实这些内容呢，都是签约，都是立约。
So they are making agreements.
而且我们每一天所面对各式各样大大小小的这个约，太多太多了。
So many.
但是我们会发现一件事情，那就是立约容易，然后呢，守约难。
The last promise is easier to make than keep.
尽管我们都知道立约很重要，但偏偏就是人没有办法守约。
Despite the importance, we can't keep it.
这就是为什么今天律师的生意这么好。
And the reason for attorney is big business.
就是要来帮助人解决这个问题啊。
For ironclad contracts.
但我们知道，不管尽管那个律师再多再多，我相信还是没有办法解决人们无法守约的问题。
However, attorneys are helpless in keeping promises.
就以婚约来说。
For example, a wedding.
每对新人结婚呢，都会宣读一个誓词。他说，无论富贵或贫贱，健康或疾病，我们永不分开，是不是？
The couple has recited for better or worse, richer or poorer, in sickness or health, till death do us apart.
那偏偏这个统计数字，就告诉我们，有55%，也就是超过一半的人，都是以离婚收场。
But statistics show divorce rate is 55%, more than half.
那不能够持守当初的约定。
Unable to keep the wedding vows.
那其他的，我们像很多的毁约的，例如说网络、电话、电视合同或是定期存款提前解约之类的，我们都说顶多罚钱了事。 所以我们就一般人对守约的观念就渐渐的不当一回事了。
For other contracts such as internet, phones, TV, CD, you get fined for early termination. No big deal.
好，因此我们要来思想，到底人世间有没有什么叫做真正的稳固的誓约？
Therefore, is there any true solid covenant on earth?
如果有的话，我相信这是一定对我们意义非凡的。
If so, it would be very meaningful.
从我们刚才所读的这段经文，就是记载了一段稳固的誓约。
The verses were about solid covenant.
这个誓约乃是神与世人所立下的一个约定。
Between man and God.
其实神与人约定了这个立约呢，从创世纪就开始了。
Since Genesis，
并且他在地上寻找以不同的人物作为代表。
With different representative of men。
首先他是与挪亚立约，不再用洪水毁灭世界。
First between God and Noah，
并且以什么做记号？我们都有立约的记号，哎，以什么为记号？好，我们一起来读《创世纪》第九章十二到十三节。
So Genesis chapter 9 verses 12 to 13.
请。
And God said, "This is the sign of the covenant I am making between me and you, and every living creature with you, a covenant for all generations to come. I have get my rainbows in the clouds, and it will be the signs of the covenant."
后来呢，他又与亚伯拉罕立约，要赐福他的后代，并且以割礼作为记号。
Then between God and Abraham,
好，我们一起来读《创世纪》十七章十一节。预备。
You are to undergo circumcision, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and you.
那接下来呢？他与整个以色列民族立约，并且以刻在法板上的十诫作为记号。
Followed by God and nation of Israel with ten commandments on tablets.
好，让我们一起来读《出埃及记》三十四章二十八节。
So Exodus 34:28.Moses was there and the Lord 40 days and 40 nights without eating bread or drink water. And he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments.
神不断地与他所拣选的世人来立约，并且始终持守他的约。
God continues to make covenant with people. He keeps his covenant.
很多的约，例如后来又跟大卫也立约。
With David also.
那为了慎重起见，他在旧约以牲畜的血来立约。
God used animal blood to covenant solemnly.
有人说这就是签约的时候我们要盖章啊，红色印泥的由来就是这样。
The origin of the red seals.
出埃及记二十四章第八节这样。
So Exodus chapter 24 verses 8.
让我们一起来读，预备，请。
Moses then took the blood, sprinkled it on the people, and said, "This is the blood of covenant that God has made with you in accordance with all those words."
都是有证据的哦，好，接下来你看，渐渐的到了新约，耶稣用自己的宝血来与我们所有信靠他的人立约。
In New Testament, Jesus used his own blood as a covenant to people who believe in him.
让我们来读哥林多前书十一章二十五节。
First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me."
也就是说，我们今天世人是活在与上帝立约的时代。
We live in the age of the covenant with God.
在耶稣以前呢，叫做旧约时代。
Before Jesus was the age of Old Testament.
在耶稣以后呢，就叫做新约时代。
After Jesus is called the age of New Testament.
所以我们在座的今天每一位都是活在新约的时代。
Which we live now.
可见这个约何等重要。
Covenant is so vital.
因此我们要来从今天我们刚刚所读的经文当中来学习这个稳固的誓约。
We need to learn the meaning of solid covenant.
到底对我们而言有哪些意义。
And the meaning.
有三方面我们要一起来学习。
There are three aspects.
第一个。这个稳固的誓约是出于爱而非利益的。
It's out of love, not self-interest or profits.
好，那我们一起来读第七节到第八节。好，预备，请。
The Lord didn't set his affection on you and choose you because you're more numerous than other people, for you are the fewest of all people. But it was because the Lord loves you and keep the oath he swore to your ancestor that he brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the land of slavery, from the powerful hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt.
好，在中国历史当中曾经签署过许多不平等条约。
In history, China was forced to sign many unjust treaties.
其实签这种约对于接受方而言是一种耻辱。
Very shamefully.
因为他被不公平的对待。
Since they were unfair.
所以签约双方的公平性很重要。
Fairness should be vital to both parties in a treaty.
也就是双方的利益呢，要能够平等，而且是同等互惠。
Win-win for both.
你看最近最热门的话题是什么？中美贸易谈判失败。
Recently, the broken trade talk between China and the United States has been the hot topics.
其实就是中美双方签约的内容细节，在各退一步的妥协当中，最后没有达成共识。
No agreement has been reached.
也就是说，双方代表在为各自争取最大的利益过程当中，某一方没得到满意，于是就做出了报复性或惩罚性，提高关税，结果就很多人成为受害者。
Yet in the negotiation, neither backed down from self-interest, ended up with retaliatory tariffs harmful to many.
可能这些受害者就是你跟我了。
You and me included.
其实世界上所有的约都是为了保障双方最大利益作为前提。
Most agreements should be mutually beneficial and protective.
例如你在这边租房子，跟他签约了。
So, for example, rental agreement.
你们都租过房子吗？
So probably everybody has done it.
要续租了，所以我知道甲方租客向乙方房东租约，甲方同意每月月初缴当月当缴的租金，为期一年。
Usually start as 1 year lease.
并且同意期间爱惜房屋，并且遵守一切有关规定。
Stipulating normal wear and tears.
这是甲方哈那乙方呢？乙方同意让甲方使用这些的房子，不得随意闯入或是另租别人。
Privacy and sublet.
并且呢，房屋要需要经常维修，且提供可以居住的状态给甲方。
Maintenance and inhabitability for both parties involved.
双方都同意了哈，双方同意了，各自要履行各自的这个权益了。所以双方签约之后都得到保障了。
So protect both parties.
那我就想，商业的契约也是如此哦。
Business agreement also similar.
甲方买家向下订单，向乙方卖家购买怎样的货，又多少钱？但是乙方如果没有按时交货，或是没有达到这个标准要求，就要支付多少罚款给甲方。
Mutually beneficial in delivery of quality products on time for timely payments with fine involved.
这就是为了保障双方最大的权益。
So if any party not produce, protective to all.
我们可以看见说，世上所有的约都是在这种公平的基础下，也就是为了保障双方作为最大前这个利益的作为前提。
So the premises is about profits.
然而，我们看神与人立约就不是这样子的。
The covenant between God and man is different.
它不是以利益作为前提，而是以爱作为前提，这是非常特别的。
The unique premises is love, not profits.
好，我们以挪亚为例。
For example, between God and Noah.
当这个创世纪六章十七节到二十二节，我们一起来读。
Genesis 6:17-22.
好，预备，请。
I'm going to bring flood water on the earth to destroy all life under the heaven. Every creature that has breath of life in it, every on earth will perish. But I will establish my covenant with you. You and your wife, your son and your son's wife will enter the ark. You will bring into the ark two of all living creatures, male and female, to keep them alive with you. Two of every kind of bird, of every kind of animal,Two of every kind of creature that move along the ground will come to you and be kept alive. You are to take every kind of food that is being eaten to store it away, a food for them and for them.
我们今天有很多的经文要读，所以我们读大声一点，齐声一点，好不好？好，我看张医师一个人的声音就盖过大家了。不过他不公平，因为他有麦克风，所以我们要用丹田的力量，我们大读大声一点，好不好？好，等一下，再来读。我们看这一段经文，挪亚的这个立约当中，很明显的，这个约是神要施行其事，保护挪亚一家免受毁灭。
Obviously, God was to perform a miracle to protect the family of Noah from perishing. Noah was to obey God's words.
其实亚伯拉罕也是一样。
So Abraham was the same.
是神主动要与人立约，而且立约的内容都是强调神要怎么样来祝福人。
God initiated a covenant to bless people.
好，我们来看神跟亚伯拉罕立约。
So Genesis 17 verses 1 to 8.
好，我们来读，读大声一点哦，这次哦，好，预备，请。
When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty, walk before me faithfully and be blameless. Then I will make my covenant between me and you, and would greatly increase your number. Abraham fell face down, and God said to him, As for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abram, your name will be called Abraham, for I will make you a father of many nations. I will make you very fruitful. I will make nations of you, and kings will come from you. I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and your descendants after you for the generations to come. To be your God and the God of your descendants, the whole land of Canaan, where you are now reside as foreigner, I will give as an everlasting possession.I will be your God.
好像我们看到的都是神要祝福人，是不是？
So it's all about blessing.
后来我们看见神与以色列人以色列民立约的时候呢，虽然要他们遵守神所颁布的律例、诫命、典章，但是其实这本来就是做神子民所必须做的。
Then when God established covenant with Israelite, he reminded Israelite to observe his commands and precepts as their responsibility.
你就算不签约，你也要这样行嘛，是不是？
People need to obey even without signing for the covenant.
例如说，好，我们今天居在美国居住，那你不守法，乱闯红灯，到处抢劫勒索，结果当你被警察抓起来的时候，你不会说，哦，因为这是你们的法律，我没有签约，所以我不犯法，会不会这样？
In U.S., if you run the red light or commit robbery, extortion, when you were apprehended, you cannot argue you did not commit any crime since you have not signed the law.
换句话说，神的约不是以公平为基础，也不是以利益为考量。
In other words, God took the short draw in covenant with men willingly.
你看神跟我们立约，怎么样看来看去，看去看来都是神吃亏。
So God took the short draw.
但是他却甘心如此。
In covenant with men willingly.
主要原因就是这个约是出于神无条件的爱。
So it's about his unconditional love.
在我们刚刚所读的说，神专爱你们，拣选你们，并非因为你们怎么样怎么样，只因耶和华爱你们，一直重复。
Jehovah loves you, choose you, not because your own merits, but because God loves you.
神对他选民的爱是他立约最重要的前提。
Repeated mention the premises of covenant of his chosen people was his love.
因为只要在爱中就没有公平可言。
There's no fairness in love.
爱能遮掩一切的罪。
Love covers all sins.
人们所犯再大的罪恶都能够得到赦免。
No sins are unforgivable.
因为爱是伟大的，所以不是以利益为前提。
How great is love? Not about benefits at all.
正如母亲对她儿女无私无悔、无怨无悔的爱，也不是用公平来衡量的。
As mom loves her children without complaints or regrets, it cannot be measured by fairness.
我从来没有看到一个妈妈喂奶的时候，想一想，问她你以后要不要孝顺我？不要抽出来，不再喂了。没有吗
？No mom will ask to take the milk.
小孩子哭了，会不会说妈妈体谅妈妈？明天要六点要起来要上班，好辛苦啊！我就不哭不闹，我也不喝奶，会不会这样？照哭照闹啊，是不是？可是妈妈
So baby will be fussy no matter what.
哎呀，爱的伟大。
How wonderful is love?
我们知道幸福的家庭要用爱来经营。
We all know happy family needs to be nurtured by love.
家庭不是法庭啊。
Family is not courtroom.
不是讲理的地方，而是讲爱的地方。
Cannot be reasoned only about love.
我们也相信爱能够带来奇迹，爱能改变一切。
Love conquers all, brings miracles.
今天神对我们的大慈爱就是如此。
As God loves us.
不单单只是对以色列百姓， 而是对所有凡信靠耶稣基督救恩、愿意接受他十字架牺牲大爱的新选民。
Not only to Israelites, but to all choose to believe that Jesus died for our sins on the cross because of God's love.
但问题是我们单单领受神的爱，却不愿意去回应他的爱，这是不对的。
If we choose not to accept and respond to God's love, that's not right.
因此我们在与神立新约的提醒下，我们也要借着遵守主的命令去回应神的爱。
God reminded us with the new covenant to obey and love him.
所以约翰福音十四章二十一节就这样说。
John 14:21.
让我们一起共读，预备，请。
Whoever has my command and keep them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. We need to respond to God's love.
第二点呢，是这个稳固的誓约呢，是永恒的，而非短暂的。
Solid covenant is everlasting, not ephemeral.
让我们一起来共读第十节到九节到第十节。
Verses 9 to 10.
预备，请。
Know therefore that Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenants of love to all two generations of those who love him and keep his commandment. But to those who hate him, he will repay with their face with destruction. He will not slow to repay to their face those who hate him.
稳固的誓约呢，是要经得起时间考验的。
Solid commitment surely should withstand the test of time.
而人世间的约都是有期限的。
All worldly agreement have expiration date.
短则几十分钟哈，或者几分，长则几十年。
From minutes to years.
啊，例如有人来跟我们教堂签约，要租用我们的礼堂五十分钟。
Such as renting our church for 50 minutes.
或是我们要承租一个。土地要盖一个孤儿院，我们承租五十年。
We'll lease the land for 50 years.
啊，这个都是有期限的哈。
So there's expiration date.
没有一个约说什么无限制的哈，好像没有。但是神的约却是永恒的。
But God's covenant is everlasting.
神向人守约也是直到我们刚所读的是什么？直到千代啊。
To 1,000 generation.
这是一个象征恒久时光的概念。并不是说、哦、到一千代、啊、一千零一代、啊、就失效了，不是这样子。
A symbol of eternity doesn't mean expire after 1,000 generations.
因为神是超乎宇宙，不受时间空间所限制的。
Since God transcends universe, not limited by time and space.
他是昨日今日直到永远永不改变的神。
He is and was and is to come.
所以在这里呢，要强调神的约何等的稳固，何等的可靠。
The emphasis here is how solid God's covenant.
可惜人却不能够持续守约，即使这个约再容易守，也没办法。
Yet man cannot keep the promises, no matter how easy.
我们从以色列人的历史当中，我们就可以看见，看得清清楚楚。
We can see clearly from the history of Israel.
人的善变和神的永恒不变是一个很大的对比。
Contrast between fickle man and never-changing God.
当年神跟亚伯拉罕立约，可是这个约却没有停止中断过。
When God established covenant with Abraham, it never ends.
创世纪十二章一到三节。
Genesis 12:1-3.
我们一起来读，北京。
The Lord has said to Abram, "Go from this country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make you name great. You will be a blessing. I will."Bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all people on earth will be blessed through you.
Wow, 神的这个约都是祝福的约啊！但是之后，亚伯罕虽然去世多年，但是他的后代果真照着这个约，成为一个大国，并且成为世上万族的祝福，就是因为神仍然纪念他当初所立的约。
Abraham has passed away a long time ago, yet his descendants have become a great nation and blessing to all people on earth, since God still keeps his covenant.
而且这个约是可以一直追溯，过了好多年之后，神还告诉提醒以色列人，一直追溯到最原初的时候。
From the beginning of times.
好，我们来读利未记二十六章四十二节。
Leviticus chapter 26, verses 42.
I
remember my covenant with Jacob, my covenant with Isaac, my covenant with Abraham. I will remember the land.
哦， 神的约不是从下往上，还有下往上再推上去的，提醒我们，神是那永不改变的约。
So God's covenant is everlasting.
上帝向人的约是永远的约。
It's forever.
诗篇一百零五篇八到十节也是这样说。
Psalm 105 verses 8 to 10 is the same.
让我们一起来读，预备，请。
He remembers his covenant forever, the promise he made to 1,000 generations, the covenant he made to Abraham, the oath he swore to Isaac, he confirmed with Jacob as a decree, to Israel as an everlasting covenant.
当然神体谅人的软弱，可是上帝的为了要持续让这个约能够持续永久，他除了向以色列立约之外，还特意做了一件事情，就是拣选十二支派其中一个支派，立位支派，让他们分别为圣，专门来服侍神，并且与他们立约。
In order to keep the covenant to Israel everlasting, God also set aside one of the tribes, Levi, as holy servants to God eternally.
就是希望这个约能够借着这些神职人员的推动，可以永远长存。
So that the covenant can be everlasting.
所以马拉基书第二章四节就这样说了。
So Malachi chapter 2 verses 4.
来，我们一起来读，预备，请。
And you will know that I have sent you this warning so that you may covenant with Levi many continue to say the word Almighty.
但请问这一招有没有用？不理我还是不知道，没有反应，有没有用？这一招有没有用
？Did it work?
怎么不理我啊？是我听不懂我讲什么，还是听得懂吧？哦，不知道这个。谢谢你的诚实，还有害我吓一跳，以为我讲的你们都听不懂。可惜，因为世人败坏，人始终会背弃神的约，包括利未人。
Because depravity of man cannot keep covenant with God, Levi included.
利未是什么？选民中的选民的啊。神所高立的祭司一样不可靠。
The selected among chosen people also unreliable.
那怎么办呢？如果你是上帝，你怎么办
？Then what?
把这个约毁了，对吧？没有，神不会毁他的约啊。所以他又有一个办法，就是透过耶稣基督再次与我们立约。
Establish a new covenant with us through Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣呢，就成为那更美之约，更好的约。以色列的约没有会废掉，但是有一个更好的约啊。然后是什么约呢？就是耶稣就成为了更美之约的中保。
So Jesus became the guarantor between man, God and man.
来读希伯来书第七章二十一到二十二节。
Hebrew chapter 7:21-22.
请。
But he became a priest with an oath when God said to him, "The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are priest forever."
耶稣就成了更美之约的中保，这就是我们刚刚所读的，耶稣就用他的宝血来与我们立新约啊。
So it's a new covenant with Jesus' precious blood.
那你想，至于这一些刚硬的以色列民呢？我告诉你，不要怀疑，也不要嫉妒，因为将来世界末日，耶稣再来之时，这些以色列人要得救。为什么？因为只因为神要持守他的约。
What about the stiff-necked Israelites? Don't doubt or be jealous. Israelite will be saved at the end, second coming of Jesus Christ, because God kept his covenant.
让我们一起来读罗马书十一章二十五到二十六节。
Romans 11:25-26. I don't want you to be ignorant of this mystery, brothers and sisters, so that you may not be conceited. Israel has experienced a hardening in part until the full number of the Gentiles has come in.And in this way, all Israel will be saved. As is written, the deliverer will come from Zion. He will turn godliness away from Jacob.
神的约是永恒的，不要忘记，神是守约的。
So God keeps his covenant and is everlasting.
最后，这个约的特别在于，这个约呢是认真的，而非可以妥协的。
So the covenant is earnest, sincere, not compromising.
让我们来读第十一到十二节。
Verses 11-12. Therefore, take care to follow the commands, decrees, and laws I gave you today, for you pay attention to these laws and are careful to follow them. Then the Lord your God will keep his covenant of love with you, and he swore to your ancestors.
好， 一个稳固的誓约呢，它必须是要认真的、谨慎的，而不是随便可以妥协、可以改变的。
A solid covenant must be sincere, earnest, not casual or compromising.
从这个段经文我们看见，当这个神吩咐以色列人要谨守遵行他的律例典章，哇，刚开始的时候他们果然就遵守这个约，谨守遵行，尽了他们的责任。
In the verses God demanded Israelites to follow his commands, decrees, and laws, they did initially.
而上帝呢，他也向这些人守约施慈爱。
And God kept His covenants of love.
同样都是尽了神当尽的责任。
So it's a mutual responsibility.
你看，当双方都有这种认真的态度，并且为此付诸实际的守约行动，事情就非常顺利了，这个约就能够稳固了。
When mutually sincere in action, things go smoothly and covenants will be solid.
但相反的，我们来想。假如其中一方是以随便的态度草率应付一下，或是以妥协的态度随便更改，那这个约能不能稳固？
If one party is casual compromising, then the covenant cannot be solid.
这约没有效啊，不是吗？
So it will be invalid.
这就是为什么我们今天看见离婚率这么高。
That's why divorce rate is so high nowadays.
并不是婚约难守，而是其中一方或是双方，或是其中一方没有以认真的态度来谨守遵行这个誓约。
It's not about wedding vows, but one or both parties not earnest in keeping the vows.
当试探诱惑来临的时候，就不能坚持。
Cannot resist temptation.
当遇到挫折困难时候，就妥协，就放弃了。
Or compromise and give up when facing challenges.
当然，这个约就不能够稳固。
Of course, the covenant cannot be solid.
同样的，我们看见，当我们面对所有的誓约，如果我们都是以严肃、认真的态度，没有妥协的余地，这样的话，这个约才能够稳固啊。
We should be earnest, serious in all pledges and vows, no room to compromise.
同样的，神赐下他的约，当初他拣选以色列。这个立位人，并且与他们立下一个生命和平安的约，是非常严肃认真的。
God chose Levi and established covenant of life and peace with them in earnest and all seriousness.
并且期待他们以敬畏的心来回应这个约。
He expected Levi to revere the covenants and respond.
这记载在马拉基书二章五节。
As in Malachi chapter 2 verses 5.
我们一起来恭读一备，请。
My covenant was with him, a covenant of life and peace, and I give them to him. And this is called for reverence, and he revered me.
惧怕我的名，这也提醒我们，我们今天如果对神或者是对神的约，我们存有敬畏的心，知道神乃是轻慢不得的，我们就不会随便背约。
This reminded us we should revere God and His covenant. God cannot be mocked, so we should not break the covenant.
然而我们看见以色列人却不是这样子，就是因为他们没有对神心存敬畏，以至于他们轻看誓言，背弃盟约。
Israelites didn't revere God, took covenant lightly and broke it.
于是他们就反反复复的一再犯同样的错误。
Mistakes upon mistakes.
我们看以西结书十六章五十九到六十节。
Ezekiel chapter 16.59 to 60. This is what the sovereign Lord said, I will deal with you as you deserve, for you despise my oaths by breaking the covenant.
好，即便以色列人背约，但是神仍然爱他们，愿意饶恕他们的过犯，再次给他们机会，这就是神无尽的恩典。
God still loves Israel, willing to give them and give them second chance.
同样的，我相信我们就算偶尔软弱犯错的，没有坚守这个约，但是神也一样会一再给我们机会，让我们重新成为一个守约的人。
God's grace is immeasurable. Even sometimes we are weak and not persistent, God will forgive us, given second chance to keep His covenant.
因为他是满有怜悯的神，总有无限的恩典与慈爱，永不离开我们。
Because He's merciful, full of grace and love, He will never leave us or forsake us.
生命记四章三十一节这样记载。
Deuteronomy chapter 4 verses 31.
我们一起来读一遍，请。
For the Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not abandon or destroy or forget the covenant of your ancestor, which he had confirmed to them. Isaiah 54, verses 10. Though the mountain be shaken, the hills be moved, yet my unfaithful love for you will not be shaken, and my covenant of peace be moved. So establish covenant versus making a vow.
神是信实的，并且守约是慈爱的神。他是一位立约言出必行的上帝。
God is faithful, merciful, loving. He keeps his covenant.
圣经大部分的立约的行动呢，都是神主动对人的邀请。
Yet God initiated most of the covenants.
少部分是人主动提出的这个祈求，后来得着之后的一些立约的行动。
Really, man asked to establish covenant with God.
但许愿或还愿，基本上是人与上帝关系的这个关系之间这个立约性的互动。
Making and keeping covenant are contractual interactions between God and man.
这种约的性质的比较是人的主动与设定。
Initiated by man.
但这个其实呢，许愿或者还愿，其实基本上呢就是人。这个简单的说，人与神的关系互动当中，神的主动叫做立约，而人的主动叫做许愿。
Initiated by God is to establish covenant. Initiated by man is to making vow.
那两者虽然本质不同，但是广义上都是一种誓约。
Fundamentally different, yet all are agreements.
都需要持着认真的态度。
To keep earnestly.
许愿是人在许下特别的愿望，求神应允时候应当付出的代价或是奉献。
Man makes a vow to God, once fulfilled, will offer a price or sacrifice to God.
例如耶弗他士师，我们都知道他出征要和亚门人打仗向神就许愿说，如果打胜仗的回来的时候，神谁先出来迎接我。我就把它献给神，但没想到是他的女儿来迎接他。哇！所以耶和华极其痛苦，可是他还是实现了他对神的许愿。
Jephthah make a vow to God to deliver Ammon into his hand. Whoever came out my house to meet me in triumph, he was sacrificed to God. Then his daughter came out first. He tore his clothes.And cried, but kept his vows to God in earnest and seriousness.
这就是他一种严肃的态度。
So that's his attitude.
好，又例如哈拿，他向神许愿。
Hannah make a vow to God.
他说，假如神垂听他的祷告，能够让他怀孕，他就怎么样，把孩子献给神。
If she became pregnant, she would dedicate the child to God.
果然，他后来。神让他生一个儿子的，然后他有没有实现他的诺言？实现了哈，容不容易？不容易，因为他很严肃的看待此事。
She kept her vow, not easy to do, because she was serious.
为什么许愿这么重要呢？《生命记》那里告诉我们。
Deuteronomy chapter 22, verses 21.
生命记二十三章二十一节，我们一起来读，预备起。
If you make a vow and that God your God, don't be slow to pay it.For your God will certainly demand it of you, and you will be guilty of sins.
我们刚刚讲过许愿跟立约其实都是一样的，一个是神主动，一个是人主动。但是不要误会，圣经从来不是鼓励我们要经常许愿哦，除非那个是真是出于你心中的感动。
Bible doesn't encourage us to make a vow often unless you're really moved.
因为圣经这样记载
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verses 5
来谁帮忙一下啊不是把它关掉是下一章压下一章有些时候它也不 work 啊这个传道书那里讲到说，你许愿不还，不如怎么样？不如不许。
It's better not to make a vow than to make it and not fulfill it.
手动好不好？这个不 work 了。手动， 手动也不 work 哈。好，好，没关系，我们就专心听就好了。好，啊，最后我想，稳固的誓约乃是出于爱而非利益，是永恒而非短暂，是认真而不能妥协。
Solid covenant is out of love, not self-interest, everlasting, not ephemeral, sincere, not compromising.
那既然守约这样重要，我们就要操练自己成为一个守约者，因为神就是一个守约的人。
Keeping covenant is so vital, we need discipline to keep the covenant, because God is faithful.
神不但守约，而且他非常在乎这个约，甚至他更在乎的是你。
So it's all about you.
因此我们要从生活的小事开始来操练。
It's all about little things.
做一个真诚守信的人。
Don't be casual.
不要随便的给誓言或是给誓约。
And being sincere in making vows.
好，那我们来读雅各书五章十二节。
So in book of James, chapter 5, verses 12.
好，预备，请。
Above all, my brother and sister, don't swear, not by heaven or by earth, or by anything else. All you need to say is a simple yes or no. Otherwise, you will be condemned.
不是就不是，免得落在审判之下。这提醒我们要努力成为一个说到做到、满有信实、诚信、信用的人。
This reminds us, say what you mean and mean what you say. Be a man of his word.
另外，当我们领受神丰盛的恩典，活在神与我们立的新约当中，我们可以得到他永远的救赎。
Once we have received abundant grace from God, living under His new covenant of eternal salvation.
而我们也要知道，要立定一个心志来为主而活。
We should live for the Lord.
但我们需要检讨的是，我们有没有以一个认真的态度在守约呢？
Also examine our sincerity in keeping God's covenant.
你还记得吗？当初你受浸成为基督的时候，有公开立下誓言哦。
We made a vow when baptized.
还记得这个誓言吗？
Remember that?
当你加入这个教会，成为基督肢体的一员，你也有公开立下誓言哦，誓约哦。
Also, when joined membership of a church.
你还记得这个誓约吗？
Do you remember?
甚至有些时候，我们祷告时受到感动，也私下向神许愿，心中有一个向神立约的行动。你仍然在持守这个约吗？
Or when moved while praying.
如果有，感谢主，我相信神会纪念你的守约。
Are you keeping those vows? If so, give thanks to God. He will remember.
但如果你灵命常常动摇，对于这个追求属灵成长失去兴趣，或者你对教会许多的不满，心中甚至想要离开的打算，请你不要忘记你对神的承诺，因为神非常在乎你对他守约的态度。
If your spirituality ebbs and flows, lacking interest in spiritual growth, not happy about the church, or contemplate leaving, remember God's promise.
神看重我们心中的态度。
He cares about your attitude.
也在意我们怎么样来回应他。
To keeping vows and respond to his covenant.
让我们一起来彼此勉励，靠着圣灵的大能一起来向神守约。你们说好不好？
Let's encourage each other through power of God to keep God's covenant.
好，这时候我们一起起立，我们愿意用这首歌《爱主更深》来回应。
Let's arise, respond in the hymn, More Love to Thee.
Oh, 愿神全爱主。